Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey. Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Yes, it's Joe Beamer, the final segment on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thank you so much. By the way, we have a programming note. Not only am I in for David Bellavia tomorrow 9 to 1, and then I believe Rush Hour is in for me 1 to 3, but I'll be back at 9 p.m. tomorrow night for primary coverage. Yes, right here on News Radio 930 WBEN. All right, tonight we have, there is a meeting in the town of Tonawanda, and on the page, what's going on in the town of Tonawanda, it says, the AI data center in Tonawanda has not been canceled. Let the town board know your opinion at their meeting Monday, today, at 7 p.m. So who best to talk about it than Supervisor John Flynn. And Supervisor, I know you're very busy today. Appreciate the time this afternoon.
No problem, Joe. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right. Where do we stand on these data centers? It has been the talk of the town, John. And where does the town stand as we speak today?
So there's kind of two things that are hovering over not only the data center proposal here in Tonawanda, but, you know, data centers all over the state. Obviously, the first thing is that, you know, a few weeks ago before the state legislator left town in Albany, you know, they passed a one-year moratorium on data centers statewide. Now, the governor has not signed that bill yet, but at this point right here, I have no indication that the governor's not going to sign that bill. So that is obviously hanging over our heads. The second thing, you read correctly that the developer has not canceled his application for a data center in Tonawanda, but he has pulled it off the agenda of the planning board. Now, again, got to remember, the town planning board is a separate entity than the town board, all right? So when applications like this first get bannered about, they typically go to the town planning board, and then once the town planning board makes a recommendation, then it comes to the town board. Now, that's kind of an oversimplification, but in essence, that's what happens the majority of the time. So at this point right now, the developer has pulled his application from the planning board, hasn't canceled it yet. So whoever wrote that Facebook page, I agree with technically, but the fact of the matter is it's been pulled. It's not on the agenda at all. It's not on anyone's like immediate radar here. So there's really no action that the town boards can take anyway until it goes through the planning board. But with the moratorium potentially going to get signed as well, that would make everything a moot point. So we're kind of under those two umbrellas right now, and we're just kind of waiting to see what happens here.
You say it would make it a moot point, but could the developer be trying to get something in motion before that is signed? Because if ground's already broken, do they not get grandfathered in on the moratorium?
From my understanding, they get grandfathered in as long as the permit hasn't been granted yet. So answer your question is yes. The any developer across the state could now try to rush and get their project approved and get a permit by the local municipality before the governor signs the bill. Absolutely. But that's not going to happen here in Tonawanda, because as of right now, the developer has pulled his application. Now, if the developer decides to resubmit their application, okay, not resubmit is the wrong word, but put their application back on the agenda, well, then obviously that would, put it more on my radar than it is right now. But the developer hasn't done that. And, the moratorium was passed, over 2 weeks now. It's almost been 3 weeks now since the moratorium was passed by the legislature. The developer hasn't done that. And quite frankly, the reason why the developer, kind of withdrew their application in the first place was because a state agency, NYISO, which reviews all the electricity issues involved, they're backlogged months and months now with applications all across the state. So NYISO isn't going to get to their application anyway to even review it, for months and months now. So it really is not, quite frankly, a pressing issue.
John, where do you stand on data centers? And when it comes to this moratorium, what do you think the goal of the state is to learn in the next year? Because as I keep saying, no, I don't want one in my backyard. But I mean, we all use the services that data centers provide.
Yes. Yes. So my thought on data centers in general is that I have some concerns. And quite frankly, obviously I agree with you in the sense that, I don't want it in my backyard either. All right. But again, I personally am not petrified by AI. I'm a little nervous about AI. I have some concerns that obviously it's going to take some jobs away, and it's going to, have an impact on the economy and on the job market. I got a daughter who's graduated college. Okay. So obviously I got some personal concerns about how AI is going to affect entry level white collar workers across the country. But I'm not petrified of it. Okay. I mean, you got to remember, for those of you who are old enough, we all thought that, the year 2000 Y2K was going to end civilization, all right? And it didn't do that, all right? So I'm not convinced that AI is going to ruin civilization. But with that said, I do think that there are some concerns about data centers. There are concerns from an electricity standpoint. How is it going to affect the electricity rates of not only the residences, but the businesses in Tonawanda and, quite frankly, in the vicinity of Tonawanda, Amherst, City of Tonawanda, North Tonawanda, City of Buffalo? I'm looking at this not just as a Tonawanda issue, but as a regional issue, looking out for my neighbors. How is this data center going to affect their rates? How is it going to affect the grid? Can the grid withhold all the electricity that they want to use? So, Joe, wrap this around your head. The amount of electricity that this data center is proposing to use in one day is the equivalent of all the electricity in one day that is used in the entire town of Tonawanda and the entire town of Amherst combined. So every home, every business, every industry in the entire town of Tonawanda and the entire town of Amherst, if you combine that, that's how much electricity this data center is proposing to use. That's a big number, Joe. You know, and so can the grid accommodate that? And even if the grid can accommodate that, how's it going to affect my tax bill or my electric bill? And how's it going to affect your electric bill? You know, and so those are the questions that I need to have answered, quite frankly. I've also got some concerns on the environmental front. Not every data center is equal when it comes to the environmental impact. I mean, you know, you can read horror stories about these data centers in the middle of Virginia, in the middle of Indiana, that are just sucking up all the water. Not every data center uses the same amount of water. Some data centers have like a closed loop system, which this one's proposing to do, where they can kind of recycle the water. But they got a discharger somewhere, and they still probably got to draw from the Niagara River. You know, how much they're going to withdraw? Where are they going to discharge it at? What's the impact of that? There are electricity issues, there are environmental issues, there are viability issues. You know, you do your research and you see some of these data centers across the country where they're up and running for a couple of years and then they go belly up and then they leave town. And now you got an abandoned warehouse in the middle of your municipality that's sitting there now abandoned. What are you going to do with that? There are obviously some data center issues that are out there, and I have some concerns. But that's why the moratorium, I suspect, was put in place. So people in the state can study these issues, analyze these things, and then go forward with a comprehensive plan statewide.
If not a data center for the old Tonawanda Coke property, do you know of any other bids or any other ideas out there for that property?
Well, there are no bids, but there are ideas. I mean, you know, there are certainly, you know, ideas of, you know, some kind of, you know, other industries coming to that site. You know, it's not applicable for residents. It's a contaminated site that was cleaned up, obviously, but you know, I still wouldn't put any residences there, and I wouldn't put any hot dog stands or any ice cream stands there. But you know, as far as you know, other industrial uses, there obviously are options for someone else to come in there and take a look at it. And I'm open to anything. I haven't closed my mind on data centers either. I'm sitting here. You know me. I think the listeners know me for the past 8 years as DA. I'm going to evaluate all the evidence. Okay. I'm going to take in all the evidence. I'm going to analyze all the evidence. I'm going to weigh the pros and cons. And then I'm going to make an informed decision. At this point, that gathering of evidence, isn't on my desk yet because, there's nothing forward to me.
John, last question I have for you has nothing to do with these data centers. It is, I got a summons from Erie County. Now, I served on a jury 12 years ago. I got my summons. I'm in the high 400s. What's the likelihood of me being called next week?
It depends what's going on next week. So you got a high number, okay? So, you know, you got a good chance of not being called, but every week over there varies. You know, there could be two or three criminal cases that are scheduled for trial next week. On top of that, there could be a number of civil cases that are scheduled for trial, all right? There could be no civil cases. There could be no criminal cases. So your number's good, but unless you know how many things are on the docket next week, which you're not going to know, all right, unless you know how many things are potentially on the docket next week, that's going to determine whether or not your number is really good or your number is only so good. So you still got to, you know, call in on Thursday like everybody else and hope, you know, that, you know, your number's high enough where you'll get another 8-year a waiver.
That would be great. I also thought of this, you know, John, last time I was on a jury, I was just screening calls for Bowerly. I mean, I'm a pretty opinionated person. I would think that most people would want to dismiss me as soon as I walked in.
Well, again, it depends on what you're opinionated about, okay? You know, obviously, yes, there, you and I are, I'm opinionated too, okay? But, you know, if you go in there and say, yeah, I'm an opinionated person, but with that said, I'm a fair person. You present me all the evidence. I'm be fair and I can be reasonable and make an informed decision. You know, so you can be opinionated, but still be, you know, open-minded and fair. You can be both, obviously. And so it all depends on what type of case it is. If it's a criminal case and, you know, you've been the victim of a crime, and you walk in there and say, hey, you know what, I've been a victim of a crime. I just think everyone out there is guilty, and there's no way I can get that out of my DNA because, you know, I was traumatized 2 years ago. Well, then, obviously, that opinion of yours is going to get you out of jury duty. But it all depends on what opinion you actually have, how strong it is, and whether it pertains to the case that's being tried.
We'll have to wait and see. Supervisor John Flynn, always appreciate your time and always appreciate you willing to answer any question I throw at you.
You got it, buddy.
Thank you so much. That is Town of Tonawanda, Supervisor John Flynn talking about data centers, where they stand. As he said, there's really no, nothing on the docket today. But tonight there are people who are going to go to the meeting and at least let their voice be heard. And we will see where it goes from there. And, you know, that's the thing I look at. The moratorium has not been signed by the governor yet. So are there developers trying to rush that in, as John said, to get the permit? So then, they're grandfathered in and they can build the data center during the moratorium. And, you know, a question that I have had for members of the assembly who have come on the show is what is hoped to be gained during the 1 year? Now, you know, I've witnessed electricity. I've witnessed technology improve over time, right? When I was a child, I put cartridges into a Sega Genesis to play on a tube TV. Now, most gaming systems, you don't need anything physical. It's all streaming. As we said at the beginning of the show, you don't even need a cable cord plugged into the wall. Your TV has Wi-Fi. Your cable comes down from the Wi-Fi now. So I understand how things advance and how technology makes things better and compacts things. And maybe in 10 years, you don't need the electricity that is now needed for a data center, or you won't need the amount of water. Now, there are data centers where you don't need the amount of water. The problem is you need the cooling, and the cooling just adds to the electricity, right? It adds to the pull on the grid. But I mean, does New York State think in a year the technology is going to change? I don't know. Like, I do believe in 10 years we are talking about data centers that don't use as much water and don't use as much electricity. That's just how technology goes, right? Remember the first car phone was a corded phone that was in the middle of your, you know, next to the gear shift that had to be plugged in. It was big and bulky, and it just had a small screen for the number. Now, it's everything that was on your compact Passario in 95 is now in your pocket on a cell phone. So I know how technology goes, and I do believe there will be a day where data centers will not be the pole on the grid that they are now. They won't pull the water they pull now. They won't make the noise they make now. But this technology is here. And again, I have my questions about AI. We've done multiple shows, right? I'm concerned one day there's going to be AI Joe, and I'll be without a job. You know, I mean, I see videos of people getting room service delivered by a robot. It's cool in the moment, but then you realize that's a person's job that's just gone, right? That's a job that's gone. You know, you've got at the local warehouse, you have the inventory robot that, you know, every time I'm there and I hear the, I start whistling with it, and people are probably like, what is wrong with that guy? But that's a person's job. That's a job that's gone. So, yeah, I am concerned about AI and what it will do, not only to the job market, the economy, what it will do for security. And, you know, in the long run, how powerful do we really want AI to get, I guess, is the question. But these data centers, they are a reality. And you are going to need them for more than just AI. I know these are AI data centers that they're talking about in Tonawanda, but there are data centers for your streaming, for, you know, anything on the internet, anything you take it, you use, it's pulling from a server that's in a data center. So it's just something to think about. We do need them. Where do we put them, I guess, is the question. Obviously, something we'll be following up on, and we will go from there. Again, that meeting is tonight. That's not on the agenda, but people are planning to go to voice their concern with the data center. And again, the moratorium passed. It has not been signed by the governor, which means you could put up a data center today as we speak. And if you were granted the permit, as Supervisor Flynn said, you would be grandfathered in once it was signed. So it has not been signed into law yet, and is, I think, something that people need to remember when this discussion ramps back up. All right, that is the show for today. Tomorrow, I will be in for David Bellavia, and who will be in for me tomorrow? Rush Hour Hour will be in for me tomorrow, 1 to 3. So I'll talk with you at 9. Trevor will talk with you at 1. Bowerly will talk with you at 3. And I'll talk with you again at 9 p.m. for special election coverage. Don't touch that. Oh, Josh, thank you so much for the great work today. Bowerly is next. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 9 a.m. on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game, when performance and reliability are non-negotiable. MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here. Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for two more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and surfaces with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.